The latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report was released last Friday, and one of the highlights in the livestock, poultry, and dairy section is the fact the forecasts for total red meat and poultry production for both 2013 and 2014 have been lowered from the December report. While beef production in 2013 was raised, pork, broiler, and turkey production was reduced. And the forecast for 2014 has also been reduced as lower pork and turkey production more than offset an increase in the beef production forecast. Now, the latest quarterly hogs and pigs report that was released at the end of December did indicate that the September through November pig crop was fractionally below a year earlier. That will constrain supplies of slaughter hogs early this year. And although producers intend to farrow more sows the first half of this year, the impacts of the porcine epidemic diarrhea virus will likely slow growth in pigs per litter and keep supplies of market hogs relatively tight during 2014. Now, beef production for 2014 was raised as higher than expected placements in the latter part of 2013 and expected availability of winter pasture supported increased cattle marketings and slaughter during the year. But no changes were made to the 2014 broiler production, while egg production was reduced slightly for both 2013 and 2014. Now, when it comes to the price forecast for this year, it was raised again for cattle, as demand for fed cattle remained strong. Hog prices were also raised as the production forecast was lowered, while broiler and turkey price forecasts were also raised from last month as demand for broiler meat remains firm. That's mainly due to tight supplies of beef. Turkey prices are expected to be supported by lower forecast production in early 2014, while egg prices are also forecast to be higher this year, that reflecting current price strength. But the 2013 milk production estimate was reduced from last month. That's based on recent milk production data. The forecast for 2014, though, was raised as improving returns were expected to support a more rapid increase in output per cow. Now, when you look at dairy product and milk prices for 2014, it shows that cheese, butter, and non-fat dry milk prices were raised as export and domestic demand are expected to strengthen. But the forecast for dry whey is unchanged. The Class 3 price was raised due to the higher cheese price, and the Class 4 price forecast reflects higher butter and non-fat dry milk prices. The all-milk price is forecast to range between $20.60 to $21.40 for 2014. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.